The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs, No Waiting, Episode 4, George Lindsay Interview, Part 4. Hello, everybody. We want to thank the Mayberry Band for our opening theme. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs, No Waiting. This is our fourth episode. We're already four episodes in, and this is our last episode that will be an interview with George Lindsay. We had a four-parter. We're finishing that up. Before we get into that, I want to mention that this podcast is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by Weaver's to get your DVDs, books, T-shirts, ties, calendars, all kinds of Mayberry stuff. Drop by there, and if you got a Mayberry fan, they're going to enjoy this stuff. I also want to mention, not a sponsor or anything, but there's another podcast out there. If you like this podcast, maybe you'll enjoy it. It's another Mayberry podcast. It's called Burke on Mayberry. BurkeOnMayberry.com is where you'll find it. There'll be a link in our show notes on our website, so you can drop by there and get to it. But he's been doing episodes about individual episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Each episode of his podcast, he talks about an episode of The Andy Griffith Show, and he's going through them in order. He started at the first one, and he's heading on through. He also has at least one episode that's about Mayberry Days, this past Mayberry Days he talks about. So drop by and give him a listen. This episode, we're going to be listening to the fourth part of our four-part interviews with George Lindsay. He's going to be talking about his film festival in this episode. You want to keep in mind that this episode, this interview was done back in 1998. That was before the film festival had even started. George is talking about something that's about to occur that has never happened before. He's hoping to get it built up and get things going and start helping filmmakers have an avenue to learn more about the filmmaking process and television as well. So he's talking about doing that. That was in 1998 when this started. It's currently 2008. So in 2009, they're going to be having their 12th annual George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. 12 years it's been going on already. I know those numbers don't add up, but year one counts as one, so there's two in 1 year. So anyway, this will be the 12th annual George Lindsay Film Festival. And it's held over at Florence, Alabama, at UNA, University of North Alabama. They've had folks there. Ernest Borgnine's been there. Billy Bob Thornton off of Sling Blade. Lucas Black, also off of Sling Blade. Stephen Root, I don't know if you remember him, but he was on News Radio. That's where I remember him best from. He was the boss on that TV show. But he was also on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Office Space and Dodgeball. I don't know if you've seen any of those. Those are movies, and he was on those. They've also had recording industry executive Mike Curb from Curb Records, if you ever heard of that, and Ray Stevens. And I've had the great privilege of being at every one of the George Lindsay Film Festivals except one. I missed one year because I was out of town and couldn't go. But it's a great, fun thing to go see, go to be a part of, especially if you're into any kind of, anything that has to do with making films and movies. I definitely encourage you to head on over there. Anyway, we're going to head on into this episode. I want to remind you, he talked a little bit in the last episodes about his, if you'd like to go back and listen to him, if you haven't, he talked about his career, talked about teaching school at Hazel Green, Alabama, and talked about the lake. We asked for some comments about, hey, you got any information about this lake? Really like to hear from you guys, because upcoming episodes, you're going to be listening to me talk a lot unless we get a lot of things I can answer back and forth. So make sure you leave comments at the podcast website. It's mayberry.com/podcast with a S on the end, plural. Drop by and leave a comment and let us know what you think. Ask questions. We're going to try to do a question and answer session maybe, and I can answer questions or find out the answer for you. Anyway, we're going to move on in now to George's part of the interview. So here's George.
Another thing you'll want to ask you about is your film festival.
Yes, the George Lindsay Film Festival. It's called the George Lindsay Television and Film Festival. It's in Florence, Alabama, at the University of North Alabama on April 10th and the morning of April 11th. And we're trying to serve up a venue for independent filmmakers of television, videos, under 2 hours, feature films. A place that people can see their work and they don't have to go to Hollywood or New York or maybe to Sundance or that kind of thing. And I'm bringing in people who can bring some information to these people who make films, probably information that they can't get elsewhere. And one of the main speakers coming in this year is Tom Sharonis, and he is the last 2 years the director of news radio, and he's won a Peabody, an Emmy, and a Golden Globe for his directing and producing. And he's directed Seinfeld and Caroline in the City and Ellen. And he is a graduate of the University of Alabama. He has a master's degree from there. So we're really excited. He's going to be the keynote speaker this year. And he had been in educational television for 17 years before, I guess, getting into commercial television. So he's a really nice guy. I met him. I did a news radio. I guess started on news radio last year, and that's how I met him. And we just hope that we might can run across us another Billy Bob Thornton out there, and or somebody that can, all these people networking and workshopping and getting together would seem like to me would help a lot. Where you're, well, if you're with a bunch of people that are doing the same thing you're doing, there's bound to be some information that can be around, and so. The different people, heads of the departments are going to have, we're going to have a different kind of still film classes and how to do this classes and how to do that classes. And it's going to be a whole day of knowledge about independent filmmaking.
Are you going to plan to do it every year?
Yes, sir. This is not a one-year thing. We're already working on next year.
That's great.
And so if anybody's listening to this, I know there is. If you've got a film, the deadline was February the 25th, but... we could extend that a little bit if you had a film you'd like to send to us. And I need to give you the number.
I've got all that stuff.
Oh, you
got it?
Yeah, I put it on here. And, send us a film. And it's open to the public, too, to come to the luncheon and hear Tom speak and listen to Tom and Tom Sharonis. And also to come to the gala that night, and where it's going to be like the Academy Awards. And I'll be the Billy Crystal of it. And... we're going to show a little bit of each film that's in the finals, and we've got some great judges. And I don't have anything to do with that part of it. And then we'll announce the winner, and then we're going to show the winning film.
You went down to the Alabama State House. I don't know if you did.
I did go to the legislature, and I spoke at the legislature, and I told them gave me an award, and also they announced the film festival. And... I told them the reason that I did as well as I did in Hollywood is I had kind of I had been able to do things that other actors hadn't been able to do because I was raised in Alabama, and that was go barefoot in the summer and put the peanuts in my RC cola and make it last all day and sit on the back porch and watch nothing for 2 or 3 hours and hitchhike from Op to Gordo, and they thought that was they'd all done that.
Uh-huh.
But it was special, and I had a really good time.
If there's anything else you'd like to say to everybody.
I get me a sling blade. Yeah. He comes to the film festival. He might meet somebody down there you know saying, Judy, Judy, Judy.
That's great, George. I really appreciate it.
That's great. That concluded our interviews with George. We can't thank him enough for that. If you heard, he's talking about Billy Bob Thornton in that one, basically from Sling Blade, because Billy Bob got involved and discovered through film festivals, just like this, where he was discovered basically through independent film. I want to mention something else George didn't really talk about here, but George not only is an actor, but he's a humanitarian as well. He's raised over $1.7 million for the Alabama Special Olympics through the George Lindsay Celebrity Golf Tournament, which was held for years down in Montgomery. As a matter of fact, it was for 17 years in Montgomery, Alabama. They held it and raised money to assist thousands of mentally retarded children. And he also has the George Lindsay Aquatic Center at the Alabama State Hospital for the mentally retarded. In 1996, George was awarded the prestigious Minnie Pearl Award for his humanitarian contributions. He's very excited about that. He was very good friends with Minnie Pearl, and it really meant a lot to him to win that award. I want to congratulate George for that, even though that several years ago, he's done a lot to help a lot of people. So that's just something you may or may not know about. It just shows you the Mayberry spirit in these folks that we know and love on television. Now we're completed with our interview with George. So guys, we need to come up with things that you might want to hear in upcoming episodes. I have other interviews, and we will be playing those, but you know, those only last so long, and of course you may get tired of listening to me as well, which I can't blame you. But if you have questions, send them in. Put them in the comments board. You know, email them to me at floyd@mayberry.com. I'll take them that way as well. Better yet, if you can record yourself talking on your computer or however you need to record it and email that to me, I'll be able to put those into the podcast. And we'd be able to come up with the answers to your questions, and I'd be able to answer them. So that would be wonderful if you can do that. If you can't, just email them in, type them in, put them in the comments field. I'll try to get the answers for you. Believe me, I don't know all the answers, but I have a lot of resources that we can draw from Mayberry.com and from Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. We have a lot of folks that know a lot of things, a lot more than I do. Do that. We'd love to be able to try to do this. It would be fun to have a give and take from everybody. So please send them in. Now, I want to talk to Floyd a little bit about what he thought about some of the stuff George said. Floyd, you got anything to say?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Did you hear that guy, Sling-bellied? Yeah. Well, he was talking that talk like that. I can't do it. I don't know how George did that with his voice. Yeah, I can't do that. Well, you know, I wonder if he was kin to Ernest T. Bass. He kind of had that sound. Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, I think he would have gone along good with Ernest T. Yeah, because, you know, Ernest T., yeah. He tries to cut his own hair, you know. He shaved the back of his neck even. Yeah. But you know, you can't get that smooth and straight line in the back if you shave your own neck. You just can't do it. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's I guess all I've got tonight. We'll talk to you next time. Bye!
Thanks, Floyd. All right, we'll see you later, Floyd. We appreciate it. Folks, we've enjoyed doing the podcast and hope you're enjoying them too. And we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting.